It was a disappointment that the government is intending to press on with this, but I guess we're just resigned to the fact now that it's going to happen, and we're very happy to work alongside anybody to just make it as least bad as it can. The real disappointment for us is that really the point of an additional Lower Thames crossing was to relieve the intolerable congestion and the air pollution that we're suffering at Dartford. Yeah, but it's really obvious now, it's entirely apparent, that this extra crossing is going to do... it's going to do diddly squat to improve the conditions at Dartford, because traffic will continue to rise. The stated aim of the new crossing is to grow journeys, grow the number of journeys, open up economic activity. Do you know, and again, I get it, we need a thriving economy, but there has to come a point at which continuing to pack more and more development into an already over congested southeast has to stop being such a good thing.
Have you been able to have many discussions with the kind of the decision makers and those who are involved in this project, or is it more local people on the ground that you're talking to?
We're talking to all sorts. We've been fully engaged with the formal consultation processes. We've been at public meetings alongside Highways England. I recognise we need an economy that can rely upon free-flowing roads, but there are smarter and better ways of doing this, and just packing more and more into this congested area, I just don't think is the best way to do it. We should be focusing on better transport modes. We should be looking at getting freight off the roads and onto rail. We could be looking at other ports of entry into the UK, rather than cramming everything through the port of Dover. You know, we need a resilient economy as well as one that supports a good society. And certainly what we've seen in the last few years with the fragility of the link through Dover and then onward round the M25 and across the Thames, I think we just need to be stepping back and looking at smarter options for moving people and goods around the country.
How do you think people, particularly in areas like Shawn, are feeling at the moment? And obviously they haven't seen anything happen on the ground yet, but I should think this is something that's kind of on their minds a lot of the time, or in the back of their minds at least.
It must be a very real concern to people in Shawn. I mean, we're waiting to see further details, and we will engage fully with the consultation when we have the opportunity to do that. But it has to be a worry. It's going to be impact on Shawn Country Park. It's going to impact on the Green Belt. It's heartbreaking for the village of Chalk, which will be cut off from its church. It is going to be a period of great uncertainty for people. It will be a long time, I'm sure, before works actually start happening, but nevertheless they're clearly going to have a serious impact on the area.
So what are you hoping would have happened over the next 12 months if we're speaking again in another year's time?
Wow, in another 12 months I would hope we will have some detailed plans for people to be looking at. I would hope that there will be some detailed proposals from Highways England for how they can mitigate the damage to those people whose lives are going to be turned upside down potentially by these construction works. I would hope we'd be a little bit closer to a bit more certainty, but it would be really nice to think that we'd also be closer to a national and international strategy for minimising the damaging environmental impacts of moving so many people and goods by basically internal combustion engines.